Bob, to it. Now, as you know, Crowthorpe Building Contractors have had a very good year. But, like all good businessmen, Barry Crowthorpe is not a man to rest on his laurels. No. Do you think I got where I am today by sitting around on my backside like some lazy northern git? No. I grabbed the bull by the horns and I made things happen. To it. Tell these young pups how I managed to acquire the contracts for over 80% of all the building work done in Perivale.
Threaten the local councillors with your dogs.
Yeah, but as well as that, I showed good business sense. Now, what I also learned whilst building up the Crowthorpe Empire was that there is no room for any dead wood in any company. Which is why you two are here today. Because one of you is going to get fired. Dino, convince me why I should keep you on.
Because I'm hardworking and reliable.
I see. And Noel, why should you stay?
Because I don't steal from you.
So you're telling me that he's stealing off me? That is unforgivable. Grassing up a work, mate. You backstabbing little rat bag. Ah, what are you doing, Dino? Nicking the bricks and then flogging them on? Ah, good boy. So you can't knock him for having a bit of entrepreneurial flair, can you? Ah, that's how I got started. Do it again, though. I'll have to get Bob involved.
This is silly. I'm only white, yes?
No, son. This ain't silly. This is business. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. It's a bit like that TV show, innit? You know, you must have seen that one, yeah. So, if you two are the apprentices, what does that make me, Dino?
Sugar?
Oh, yeah. So, please, go easy on the udder. Let's all have a nice cup of tea. Oh, nice cup of tea, yeah. Apart from you, Supergrass. You're fired. You're fired. Go on. You're fired. Yes, that is a right chance. You're fired. You're fired. Yeah. You're fired.